there could be a side, a major side, in the Champions League tonight that's a little wary about what's going to take place this evening. PSG in almost uncharted territory. It's almost unknown for them to be in the Champions League, let alone out of the group stage. And going to Valencia, a difficult place to go. It's going to be a very tough night for them indeed this evening. We're going to chat with one man who's an expert on all things French football right now. Mr. Robin Berner of Goal.com joining us on the line. Robin, how are you doing, mate? Are you excited for the Parisian Giants' trip into the knockout round of the Champions League?
Hi, Ollie. Yeah, it's certainly great to see them in the Champions League in the knockout round. They're obviously a team that have got a lot of people talking recently, especially having signed David Beckham. So yeah, it's going to be great to see them play, especially since they'll really be tested against Valencia.
We have a little bit of Ligue 1 action to get out of the way first before tonight's big talk, although that may be putting Ligue 1 down a little bit too much. It's created a lot of excitement for us this season. Marseille in a bit of a funk right now. They were very disappointing in the Europa League, unable to get out of their group stage, and losing against Evian this weekend. Are the fans understanding of this dip in form right now?
Well, they actually drew against Evian at the weekend.
I apologise.
It was a 1-1. But it would have felt like a defeat to them because, you know, they went one up and they seemed to be on course for the win, even though they weren't playing well. That's the sort of game they've been closing out so far this season. But the fans, I think, while they are fairly understanding of the situation, the coach and the team, they are quite angry, or the anger is certainly starting to build towards the board because of their lack of investment, a policy of selling players. There seems to be a lack of ambition at Marseille, particularly when compared to the likes of Paris Saint-Germain, and obviously with PSG being their great rivals. The Marseille fans aren't too happy about this. So I think in the short term, the actual team and the coach will be okay. But I think it would be surprising if the board doesn't come under more pressure if this struggle continues until the end of the season.
But, I mean, you say they're getting frustrated about the amount of spending that PSG are doing, but it's a completely different board at PSG. It's got money coming out of every single orifice right now, whereas Marseille just don't have that opportunity at all. I mean, do you think it's right that they're getting frustrated by this?
Well, I think the board are certainly coming across as extremely frugal. Margarita Louis-Dreyfus, who owns the side, certainly is not particularly inclined to invest heavily in it. And I think even in comparison to a lot of perhaps other better-run French clubs, Marseille really aren't doing a whole lot. They're not seen as particularly dynamic or forward-thinking at the moment, and I think that's certainly counting against them in their fans' eyes at the moment.
What about Jordan Ayew and his sending off this weekend in that Evian game? I mean, already down a man after 57 minutes, Marseille, and then Jordan Ayew gets sent off after, I think it was like 2 minutes 10 seconds. Have you ever seen a man get booked twice, get two yellow cards in such a short space of time?
Well, I've certainly seen players occasionally pick up two quick bookings like that, but certainly not after just coming onto the field. I mean, he literally came onto the park and then was walking back off again. It was really quite remarkable, and it showed the sort of immaturity that's still in his game. And I think it's going to take a while for him to get rid of that. But it's certainly something that cost Marseille or could have cost them more heavily at the weekend. They were quite lucky that Evian weren't really going to gamble and go for the win.
What was the coach and the bench's reaction to that? Because I haven't really seen the post match fallout from it at all.
Well, it's one of these things. I mean, they're clearly frustrated by it. I think Bob tried to their coach tried to dodge the issue a little bit, but you know, it's clear they're really frustrated with the player because it's just such a needless and daft thing to do, really.
Robin, the main game, I think, that was in Ligue 1 this weekend was Lille against Lyon. Lille, who have struggled so much this year. But Lyon, two losses on the bounce now with this loss to Lille. How surprised were you by that, especially after how we saw Lyon play last week in a very drab performance by them?
Yeah, I think the thing that really caught my eye on Sunday night was the way that Lille played. They looked towards their best in, like you say, they've been very poor for long periods this season, but on Sunday they really looked like the team that won the championship a couple of seasons ago. Having said that, you're right to point out that Lyon were very, very poor. They looked disjointed. They never really got anything going offensively. Their midfield didn't seem to have a great balance to it. it was a very poor performance from Lyon, particularly coming off the Ajaccio when they had been so flat, like you say. These are two games they would probably have expected to win, but having lost them both, they now find themselves 6 points behind Paris Saint-Germain, and that 6 points are probably not going to catch up. PSG have probably gone, that's a title gone probably.
Ajaccio looked very good 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, against Lyon, playing down the middle of the pitch, and they really struggled, Lyon, facing up against Mutu. This week for Lille, again, it was the spine of the pitch that was really impressive for them. Is that a problem that Lyon have embedded in their style at the moment, that they can't deal with sides that will play physically down the middle?
Yeah, I think it's an issue because there's a lot of, there's a lack of experience in the team, really. It's a very, very young side that Remy Gard's put together. There's not a particularly great deal of physical muscle in the team, and a lack of leadership at the back as well. Dejan Lovren, who's their star centre-back, if you like, he was suspended for Sunday's game, and it certainly showed. But like you say, he also played in Ajaccio and didn't have a particularly comfortable game that day, which led to him getting sent off. Physically, Lyon are struggling, and I think you'll probably see that again when they play Spurs in the Europa League on Thursday.
They do have the Europa League coming up. We will get into European French football in just a second. But just finally, you say that the PSG, those 6 points from ahead of Lyon now, probably won't get caught back. So let's have a quick look at the bottom of the table. It looks like Nancy and Troyes are getting really caught adrift. But then we've got a real battle to stay afloat for that final relegation position. Soir, Evian, Remy and Brest all within a point of each other. Who do you think is the most likely to go down from those four?
At the moment, it looks like a bit of a lottery. Before last weekend, I would have said that Reims were the team we were going to get sucked in because they had gone on a very long run in Ligue 1 without a victory. But they went to Nancy and picked up a 2-1 win. They looked very combative. They looked really up for the fight. It was a bit of a change of direction from their coach. So if they can continue on that path, they should avoid relegation. But if they slump back into their old ways, they could really struggle. On the other hand, Brest are a team who are struggling a bit. They sold their main striker in the form of Edin Ben Bassat on deadline day, and it remains to be seen how they're going to be able to replace him. Their form at the moment is very poor, but they do have several players coming back from injury, which will certainly bolster the team. So I think it's really a bit of a lottery down there at the moment. It's whoever comes good in the last weeks of the season, I would say, will stay up.
And we will wait on tenterhooks for those final few weeks of the season to see who will be battling in the relegation battle in Ligue 1. To the top of the table, of course, PSG 6 points clear, as you say. How important was it to get 6 points clear at this point, heading into the Champions League knockout stage, allowing them to focus maybe a bit more attention on European football?
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge boost to Carlo Ancelotti. At the weekend, he didn't even play as his strongest team against Bastia. He rested most of his star players. He's still got the likes of Thiago Motta and Thiago Silva to come back from injuries. So I think he'll be feeling very, very good about the position at the moment that his team find themselves in. From where they are, they should really kick on and win the league.
There's a great amount of expectation on them domestically. What about in the Champions League tonight against Valencia? No French side has ever won at the Mestalla before.
It was certainly a very difficult match for PSG. It's one that they'll probably not look to win, but certainly if they can score an away goal, I'm sure they'll be quite happy with that. Like I say, they've got Thiago Motta and Thiago Silva to come back for the second leg, which will be a big boost. But it's certainly a tie they're looking to progress through. Tonight, I would say they'll probably be going for a draw. I don't know whether Ancelotti will play for this in his team selection, but I'd be surprised if they won tonight, to be honest.
Do you see that Thiago Silva loss being a massive, massive downfall, especially when you look at a great striker like Soldado at Valencia and how much of an impact he can make on a game? Do you think they can combat losing Thiago Silva tonight?
Well, it's going to be a huge test for Mamadou Sakho, who's going to be the guy who comes in to play alongside Alex. His form over the last maybe year, since Carlo Ancelotti came in, it's not really been particularly certain. He's not looked like the promising defender he once was. So it'll be an interesting challenge for him. Thiago Silva's probably been their most consistent player, most consistently good player over the course of the season, even including Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Thiago Silva has probably been the one player who's consistently been excellent for Paris Saint-Germain all season. He's really stood tall in every single match he's played in, so he'll be a big, big loss.
Do you see Lucas making an impact tonight as well in getting his first ever Champions League game?
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Lucas since he arrived from Sao Paulo. He's been very direct in the ball. He's provided the season. He can drift in and out of games, which could be a bit of an issue. He tends to start much more quickly than he finishes, and it's certainly something that Ancelotti will want to combat during his stay with Paris Saint-Germain. But Lucas is certainly a player who can undo Valencia tonight, yeah.
Where are the key battles that PSG need to win elsewhere on the pitch, looking away from that back four without Thiago Silva, in order to get the result that they want this evening against Valencia?
Well, they're going to need a strong performance from Blaise Matuidi in the centre of the park. He's perhaps been their, aside from Thiago Silva and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he's perhaps been their best performer all season. He's a very energetic midfielder, and he's going to be very, very important in terms of setting the tempo for the team. Ibrahimovic himself has got a big role to play. He's got a very well-publicised poor goal-scoring record in the Champions League knockout stages. He's only scored 4 in 11 seasons at that level, which for a player of his calibre simply isn't good enough. And he's going to have to produce big time for Paris if they're going to go through.
Is there any joy to be taken from the fact that PSG's director of football, Leonardo, played for Valencia, played 71 games for them in Spain? Does that give them any slight inside knowledge into Spanish football attitude and style in general at all?
Yeah, it certainly will, but I think, you know, I think tonight's game's a very sort of unique occasion in itself, and I don't think that sort of thing can necessarily play a huge role. Obviously, Leonardo's experience will help to filter down into the team itself, but I would suggest that it's not going to make a huge difference to the game tonight.
They've been very solid defensively, only conceding 3 goals in the Champions League so far this season. But they did lose to Porto away from home. Is that a bit of an omen for tonight? Because that was their first real tough test of tough opposition on the road in the Champions League this year.
Yeah, but it's certainly a sort of similar matchup. For PSG. At times this season, they've not always looked particularly great in the bigger games, particularly when there's been a sort of onus on them to attack. I think it might help them tonight if Valencia are aggressive and allow them room to counter-attack. I think that would play into Paris Saint-Germain's hands, and it's probably what Carlo Ancelotti wants.
Robin, we've got to be cruel and ask you for a score prediction for tonight. I know you say you think that PSG are going to be looking, hopefully, to get a draw out of this one. What do you think is going to be the final result this evening, though?
I go for a 1-1 draw with Valencia scoring first.
Valencia scoring first and PSG coming back. Robin Berner said it here first. You heard it here first here on World Football Daily. Robin, it's an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show once again. Always enjoy a little bit of Ligue 1 French football with yourself. We look forward to getting you back on the show as PSG progress through the Champions League and, of course, seeing how the French League wraps up as well this season.
Thanks very much, Ollie. I'm looking forward to it.
I enjoy the game this evening. Robin Berner there of Goal.com. Goal.com joining us here on Tuesday's edition of World Football Daily, taking us through the huge matchup tonight for PSG taking on Valencia in the Mestalla. As I say, Valencia, the last 8 times and the only 8 times that French opposition has dared to walk into the Mestalla, they haven't been able to get a single point out of it. Indeed, PSG bringing in Lucas Moura and, of course, David Beckham into their Champions League squad.
We know you love that free bit from us here at WFD. Now go and sign up and get access to a huge archive of our content and interviews and download the best daily podcast in America. Go to worldfootballdaily.com and become a member today.